Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Tzadi Tes, Menachas 99A, pagination is 197. I'd like to start, though, on the previous page, on Amud Aleph, so that we can do two pieces about the Aron. So let's start on Tzadi Ches, Amud Aleph, 98A, pagination 195. Six lines from the bottom, Kol HaKelim Shebe Mikdash, all the vessels of the Mikdash were with their lengths to the length of the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, Kol HaKelim Shebe Mikdash Orkon LaOrko Shel Bayis, indeed everything was to the length to length. You have the menorah is situated with its length to the length of the Beis HaMikdash, the Shulchan as well, Chutz Mei Aron, except for the Aron, She'orko L'rochbo Shel Bayis, on the contrary, its length is to the width of the Beis HaMikdash, and its poles, which were affixed to its width side, are going to protrude such that the poles and the length of the Aron are the ones that are facing the curtain of the differentiation between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadoshim. V'kachaya munach, and that's how it was placed. V'kachaya badav munachim, and that's how the poles are placed. Maika Omar, what do you mean by that? Tachika Omar, kachaya munach midibadav kachaya munachim. That's the way it had to be placed because of the poles. Ubad of Minala, and how do you know the poles had to be? Basically, what we're saying is that it was known that the poles touched the curtain. Detanya, Vaya'arichu habadim, the poles were long. Yachalo ayu nogim beparoches. I would think that they don't touch the curtain. Talmud lomar, Vayiro, they were seen. If they're seen, maybe there's a tear in the parochas, you literally see them. Viyotzim, and they protrude. Talmud Loma, lo yiro achutza, they're not actually seen. Haketzad, what does it mean that the badim, the poles, are noticed? Dochkim uvoltim biparochas, they pushed and they protruded in the paroches, v'domin k'mishnei da de isha, and they appeared like the two breasts of a woman. A slight protrusion, peeking out, but you don't see them, but that's the impression. Shenemar tzuror hamar dodi li ben shodai yolin, between my breasts it rests. Now, before we continue and complete the proof and everything, just to appreciate this analogy to the concept of nursing, of nurturing, is one of the themes in Shir HaShirim, the relationship of husband and wife as an analogy, Klal Yisrael and Hashem. And indeed, from the Kodesh Kadoshim, Hashem nurtures the entire world. And that may be meaning, perhaps a play on words, on the statement, I believe, from Rabbi Akiva, all shirim are kodesh in Tanakh, they're precious, but Shir HaShirim is kodesh kadoshim. Shir HaShirim is holy of holies. It's not just that it's very holy, it's about the holy of holies. That's what Shir HaShirim is, the kruvim embracing and the badim protruding. Uminolon de badav lefusya de aron havu. How do you know that indeed the poles were affixed to the width part, as opposed to the length part of the aron? Dimala orko de aron havu yasvi. Maybe they were affixed to the length part. Amar Rabbi Yehuda tregavi bamzu apago lo mistagiluhu. There wasn't enough room. If you would position them on the length, then the place where the people with the poles on their shoulders would have to stand would be the width side of the Aron, and there's not enough room for two people. Uminalan de Barba Havudari Luhu, how do you know that indeed there are four, two on each side? Dichsiv Anasu Akahasim Terei. It says it in the plural. Nos e hamikdash nami terei. Another two. So there were a total of four holding the Aron, and the only way you could get four in terms of space with them, with the badim on their shoulders, is if you affix the badim to the width side so that the people are standing to the length side. And once you know that the badim have to hit the curtain and protrude slightly, so you realize that the Aron is indeed placed length, its length, to the width of the Beis HaMikdash. Let's move on to today's daf, Tzadites Amod Aleph, 99a at the bottom of the page, about six lines up. Pagination is 197. Asher shibarta v'samtam ba'aron. Hashem says to Moshe that you broke, the luchos that you broke, place them in the aron. Tani Rav Yosef said, melamed shaluchos v'shiver luchos menachem ba'aron. This teaches us that not only are the luchos, but also the broken luchos are housed inside the aron. Mikan, from here we learn, the Talmud Chacham sheshokach Talmudo, if you have a Talmud Chacham who forgot his learning, he's no longer a Talmud Chacham in the simple sense of the word, machmasonzo, but he forgot it against his will. An aging illness, for example. She'ein noagin bo minig bizayon, you're not allowed to treat him with disgrace. You have to continue to respect him as they did the broken luchos. And presumably this lesson is also regarding parents and all incapacitated people against their will, but they achieved greatness during their vibrant days, so they're like the shivrei luchos, like the broken luchos, that also have to be honored. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.